You move to a shul, move to a new community, start in a new shul. So you're always nervous. No, you don't know the people around, new sviva. But it's always a problem when you get to the shul and you get to that person. You're sitting in that seat, and the person walks over and he says, "I'm sorry. That's my makom kavua." What a tzaddik. But the emes is, there's a din. There's a halacha like that. There is a halacha called a makom kavua. And you have to know how to cheshbon and know what, you know, play the pluses and minuses, and you know, you obviously don't want to violate other dinim by keeping this halacha and destroy the experience of another person. People should be relaxed about it, but everyone knows these situations that people are very makbid about their makom kavua. Makom kavua comes from a Gemara in Brachos on Daf Vav Amud Beis. The Gemara in Brachos says as follows: Amar Rav Chelbo, Amar Rav Huna. Rav Chelbo said in the name of Rav Huna, Kol HaKoveya Makom L'Tfilaso, anyone who establishes a certain place for his tefillah, Elokei Avraham Be'ezra, the God of Avraham will assist him. U'kishemeis, and when he dies, Omrim Lo, Yi'ono V'chosad Mitalmidov Shel Avraham Avinu, what a humble, pious person from the Talmidim of Avraham. So the Gemara of Chalva and Rav Huna seem to connect this concept of Makom Kavua, obviously in a menschlich way, not when it's the source of a fight, but the concept of davening in the same Makom, in the same area, and having a specific spot for one's tefillos three times a day, is learned out from Avraham Avinu. And Avraham Avinu Minolan, and how do you know that by Avraham Avinu there was a concept of Makom Kavua? Minolan de Kava Makom, Dechsiv, as the Pasuk says, Vayashkem Avram Baboker ala Makom Asher Omad Sham. And Avram got up in Perek Yudtes, in this week's Parsha, and he went to that same place that he stood. Ve'ein Amida Ela Tfila. And Amida, we know Avraham Avinu was davening Shachris. Shneemar vayamod Pinchas vayipalel, as it says by Pinchas, that we know the Gemara in Sanhedrin tells us he was davening, that vayamod ein Amida ela tefillah. So Rabbi Isai, this is the concept of Makom Kavua, is learnt out from our parsha, Perek Yudtes Pasuk Chaf, right after the Rabbeinu Shel Olam destroys Sidom. The pasuk says in pasuk chavzayin, Perek Yutes pasuk chavzayin, Vayashkem Avram baboker el amakom asher amad sham es pnei adonai. And Avram got up and he went to that same place, mikan lemakom kavua. And from here, a person who's makpid and makes sure to daven and follow the halacha, that's a din in Shulchan Aruch, to have a specific spot, to have a specific area, to have a specific location where he's going to daven. He is a Talmud of Avraham Avinu, he's called an Anav, he's called a Chassid, he's following the ways of the pious and righteous and humble Avraham Avinu. Rabbi Yisai, this concept of Makom Kavua is a little bothersome. You know, we often speak about how you can connect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu in any situation. Your area and your surroundings does not have to affect on your conversations and your tefillah toward HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is everywhere and HaKadosh Baruch Hu hears you everywhere. So it's important to understand why there's a specific location and it's limited to that location, and we encourage that it has to be a specific location. So on the face of it, the Rishonim explain, which is very understandable, that it's really not to affect the tefillah. It's really not in terms of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's relationship and his receiving of your tefillah. It's more an inyan on you. That if a person has a set makom and he can focus, he can concentrate, he can prepare himself, he can set himself up into a mode that lends itself to talking to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and not being distracted. And that's the Pashup Shah, that's true as well. But perhaps there's another idea that the Ribbono Shalom is sending us that really connects to specifically this parsha and why this idea of Makom Kavua was specifically enacted and created at the outset of the destruction of stone. I think that there is a very deep message that really pertains to the whole story of the tefillah, of the bakashas of Avraham Avinu, davening for stone, and the aftermath of the tefillah in the pasuk that we said, which is the source of Makom Kavua. There are a few questions that arise when analyzing the tefillah of Avraham Avinu. The story begins a perek before when HaKadosh Baruch Hu has a little bit of a soliloquy. It's a very odd pasuk. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, it's like he's talking to himself. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I think I should tell Avraham Avinu about what I'm about to do. Pasuk says in Perek Yurches, Va'adino yomar, ha'mechase ani me'avram, asher ani oise. Am I going to cover up and let it slip by and not let Avraham Avinu know what I'm about to do? How could it be? Va'avram hayo yiyeh l'goy gadol v'atzum, v'nivrechu bo kol goya aretz. But Avraham Avinu is going to be the leader of a huge nation. And I like that nation. Ki yidativ l'man asher yitzave es bono ves beso achrav. Because I know, and I love, says Rashi, the fact that Avraham Avinu inculcates and teaches to his descendants and to his talmidim and to his household, bono ves beso achrav, the derech Hashem, v'shamru derech Hashem, lasos tztoko mishpat, Leman Hovi Adonai al Avraham Eis Asher Diber Olav. Such a beautiful progeny, such a beautiful heritage, such a beautiful practice that Avraham Avinu sends to the Jewish people. How could I not tell him? But like the Ribbono Shalom had a Havamina not to tell him, and then he says, you know what, the Jewish people, Avraham Avinu is such a good guy, he's such a nice family. I think I'm going to tell them. How do you understand this psukim? And HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, you know what? That's it. I'm going to tell Avraham Avinu. I decided. I'm going to tell him. Decision? What? Avraham Hashem? Hashem's like going back and forth. And then he tells them, Sodom is lost. Sodom's done. And what does Avraham Avinu respond? Vayigash Avraham vayomar ha'af tispet tzadik im rasha. Rashi says, Ein Hagosha Ela Tfila. And Avraham Avinu immediately responds and starts davening. Good. So question number one is, what's the Haloch Yelech with Hashem's decision? Why does Hashem present this in the Torah that, you know what, I'm going to decide, I'm going to tell him. And what does telling him about Sodom have to do with the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that Avraham Avinu has a beautiful family, and he teaches the ways of HaKadosh Baruch Hu towards his family? What does that have to do with delivering this information that you weren't necessarily going to deliver to him, and now you are? And what's the aftermath? What's the immediate reaction? Avraham Avinu starts to daven. Vayigash. And does the tefillah work? So let's see. Ulai yesh 50 tzadikim besoch ha'ir. Ha'af tispeh v'lo sisa l'mokum l'man 50 tzadikim asher b'kirba. Avraham Avinu starts davening. As we know, maybe there are 50 tzadikim that will save all the areas. It wasn't just stone, but it was all the krachim around it. Chalil l'cha me'asos kadavar azeh l'hamis tzadikim rasha. V'hoya ka tzadik b'karasha. Chalil l'cha shavid kol aretz lo yaseh mishpat. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, how could you do such a thing? And HaKadosh Baruch Hu responds, I agree. If there are 50 tzaddikim, I will save the area. And then Avram Avinu begins again. He says, I know I'm not worthy, but I'd like to daven another time. Maybe there'll be 45, and 45 will save the areas. Vayosef od ledaber vayomer ulayim tzum sham arba, I'm 40, etc., 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 30, 20, 10, right? And then what happens? Nisht. Vayelech adinoi kasher kilo ledaber al Avram, vavram shav limkoma. The parsha ends right before the destruction of stone. Avram Avinu is unsuccessful. Avram Avinu's answered tefillos were not answered. Kadosh Baruch Hu goes on back to his original plan, what he was going to do even before he presented it to Avram Avinu, and he just goes on to destroy Sdom and the krachim around it. But the story ends with that very same language. Va'avraham shav limkomo. Very similar to the pasuk that we just read in the next parak, after the destruction, Vayashkem Avram baboker el ha-mokom asher amad sham es pnei Adonai. There's something about that mokom. There's something about a mokom kavua that the Torah is stressing right after he pleads to HaKadosh Baruch Hu to save Sdom, and also right after HaKadosh Baruch Hu destroys Sdom, that the next pasuk is Avram wakes up and daven shacharis in that same makom that we were talking about before. But Rabbeisai, what are the answers to our questions? The tefillahs didn't work. And yet that is the source for makom kavua. This is the source for going to that same place. If anything, give me a tefillah that was a successful tefillah. That should be the source for makom kavua. And Rabbi Sai, why was Avram Avinu going again and again and again and decreasing and decreasing? The Ramban asks, when he asked for 50, when he asked for 50 people, asked the Ramban. So included in 50 is what? Is 45, is 40, is 30, is 20, is 10. If HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to save for 10 people, so then it would have worked in the first time. Why does Avram Avinu repeat the same tefillah? So Rashi understands that it's talking about different areas. It's not talking about the collective area. But the Ramban asks, why wouldn't have that have been included? Why do you have to repeat the tefillah again and again? The Ramban builds a yisod. The Ramban has a different mahalach. The Ramban says, you see from here that it's not comparable. Rabim osom ritzono shel makom to miutim. Just because you have a schus when 50 people do something righteous doesn't mean that you're going to have the same schus when you have 40. So you're going to have to daven again for the schus of 40, for the schus of 30. But perhaps there's something very deep that has the ability to answer, that is run one yisod going on here, which is why Chazal learned the concept of makom kavua from this failed tefillah and from this episode. I'd like to present to you the Rashba in the Chidushei Agados in Maseches Brachos. The Rashba says something fascinating about this din of Makom Kavua. He begins as we began about the importance of having a Makom Kavua because it gets us in this right framework, the right state of mind, the right focus and concentration, and it has an effect on who we are and our anivus, and that's why the Gemara calls you an anav, and it will help you in terms of your tefillah and your character when you're approaching and requesting from HaKadosh Baruch Hu to assist you. But then the Rashba says something fascinating. Listen to what the Rashba says. You know what a makom kavua is? I'd like to suggest another idea, says the Rashba. Yesh od to'eles nigla bekvias hamakom shehu goreim lahasmid tefilosov le'itim mizumonim.
Ubiyos hamakum bilti kavua, yavo mimenu lide hayeyush v'hatzol.
Says the Rashba, makom kavua is not only about the physical area. Makom kavua is not only about being confined to one spot. That's true in halacha, but there's something much deeper going on in the concept of having a makom kavua. Do you know what makom kavua represents? Makom kavua represents that no matter what happens, no matter what occurs around me, no matter what develops in life, Kodesh Baruch Hu, I am standing at that same spot that I was yesterday, that I was the day before, that I was a few hours ago. Shachris Mincha Marv, I am not giving up. And no matter what you decide, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I am standing here committed to our connection and to our relationship. That's what a makom kavua represents. She'enu misyadish, that a person recognizes that a tefillah is not payment for HaKadosh Baruch Hu to do what I ask him. Tefillah is not HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I'll do A, this will precipitate you to do B, and let's have a partnership over here, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I'll daven and in Shmona Esrei, I'll design for you the plan, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and you respond in kind. No. Tefillah is tefillah in that same makom, in that same predicament. And I'm just as committed, and I'm just as connected, and I'm in that same spot that it was yesterday, even though in the course of the day or in the course of the year, things didn't necessarily happen the way I designed it to happen or the way I thought it would happen. You see, a person could read this parsha, as many of the Mefarshim asks, from Rabbi Yonos and Eibeshitz in his parish of Teferes Yonason, to the Radomsker, the Teferes Shlomo, the Shinevarov, all the Gedolei Olam ask the Kasha on this Parsha of Sodom. The Rabbeinu Shalom is now presenting Avram Avinu to have the first episode of Tefillah. Talking to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, pleading to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. A mitzvah d'oraisa, a Tefillah based tzara, according to the Ramban. And what happens? It's so deflating. It's so sad. What happens? HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't listen. Kadosh Baruch Hu doesn't answer the tefillahs. Yet you know what the story is telling us? That's exactly what the story is telling us. This is the source for makom kavua. Even though I might be davening for this master plan, even though I might be davening to get this job or that this relationship should work out, ultimately what a makom kavua is telling me is that Kadosh Baruch Hu, I want to daven, and I'm standing in the same place, and I trust you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that you have a master plan, that you know what's best, and I'm going to continue davening in that same place, in that same area, before the Tzara, and after the Tzara, and during the Tzara. And the way you're going to respond is not at all going to affect my approach and thinking that you don't hear me and that you don't respond to me. I recognize, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that I don't run this world. I recognize, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that I have one job right now. I'm in a tzara, I need to daven. I need to beg you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to help me. And after that tzara, no matter what the outcome of that tzara is, I need to go back to that same makom. And during the tzara, no matter how long the tzara is lasting, I need to daven more and more and more. Not because it's a strategic move. Not because I didn't daven for this yet like the Ramban asks. If you daven for 50, so then 40 and 30 and 20 and 10 are all included in that tefillah. Stop wasting HaKadosh Baruch Hu's time. Says Avram Avinu, no. I have an unbelievable opportunity here. An opportunity that I don't know why HaKadosh Baruch Hu's doing this. I don't know what his plan is. But I know if HaKadosh Baruch Hu's telling me this, then that means that I have a tafkid, I have a job to daven. That's why I'm in this tzara. That's why I'm in this predicament. So I'm going to stand at that makom, and I'm going to daven as many times as I can. to create as many schuyos as I can, so that the Rebbeinu Shlom can decide what to use those schuyos for. I'm not going to tell him how to decide. And you know what? Right after I finish all those tvilos, which will be future schuyos that will help this area and this matzav, and we have no idea, the Svarim HaKadoshim explain, what Toelas Avraham Avinu did toward those areas. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu received every tvila. And Avraham Avinu continued to daven as much as he can, as much as he could. But then the story ends. It didn't affect Avraham Avinu's mood or approach toward HaKadosh Baruch Hu. After he finished tefillos, after he did as many tefillos as he could, and he tried to stock up on all the schuyos and all the future assistance towards this area, and for whatever the Rebbeinu Shlom wants the tefillos for, and how he's going to use those tefillos in the future, did it affect Avraham Avinu? Vayelech Hashem kasher kilo ledaber, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu finished speaking to Avraham Avinu, and he left. Va'avram shav l'mkom. And even when Avraham Avinu knew that he wasn't necessarily going to be answered as he requested, Avraham Avinu was still standing at that same place. And once again, the source for Makom Kavua, after HaKadosh Baruch Hu delivers, after HaKadosh Baruch Hu punishes stone, after Avraham Avinu sees and looks at the dust of stone and the smoke and the destruction, Avraham Avinu stands up and teaches us the source for Makom Kavua. And he started davening with that same energy, with that same enthusiasm, with that same approach that he had in the Makom that he was standing after he finished all those five tefillos, and in the Makom that he was standing when he started and began to daven. Vayashkim Avraham Baboker El HaMakom Asher Omad Shom. That same Makom. What HaKadosh Baruch Hu decides and how HaKadosh Baruch Hu delivers and how HaKadosh Baruch Hu runs this world is not at all going to affect my energy and my approach or the area that I stand in my relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ein Yeyush. I will never give up. I won't understand. I am willing to accept that I don't understand, after so many years of davening, why HaKadosh Baruch Hu had my father suffer and he had to die. I don't understand it. It's something that I struggle. But Chalila, that should now affect my approach to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If that's the case, then I don't believe in Makom Kavua. That I don't believe in Avraham Avinu. That I don't believe in the story of stone. That I don't understand this whole parsha. HaKadosh Baruch Hu specifically had a soliloquy. And he decided, you know what? I'm going to tell Avraham Avinu. You know why? Because I want to teach Am Yisrael about the response to an Eis Tzara, the response to a difficult predicament, the response to challenge in life. And leman yitzavo es bono ves beso achro. This is a beautiful family. This is a family that's going, the Meshech Chochma writes that pasuk is the source for chinuch. The source for chinuch is from that pasuk. This is a family that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is being mechanech, that Avraham Avinu is being mechanech. You know what's fundamental for chinuch? You know what needs to be taught right now? How we respond to a tzara and to the challenges of life. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted exactly what happened. Avraham Avinu began to daven again and again. And yes, the Ramban. Yes, it's true. It was all included in the first tefillah. But you know what? Avraham Avinu saw an opportunity, saw a hole to daven a little more, to daven a little weiter, to daven a... And he didn't say, you know what? He's not accepting my tefillos. It doesn't sound like it's working out. Let's be a little realistic. Let's get back to reality. Let's stop davening. No, until what? HaKadosh Baruch Hu presents to us, Avraham Avinu finished all those tefillos. And you know what? He went on to it with his life. He didn't change his approach towards HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Shavlim komo. Before the disaster was actually happening. And Avraham Avinu knew that it was going to happen. And then the story develops and the story tells us what? Ultimately, the next part of the parsha in Perek Yutes, HaKadosh Baruch Hu sends the Malachim and he destroys Sidom. And what's the following response? Those same few words. Avraham Avinu goes back to his Makom Kavua. L'makom shasher amad shom. That's what a makom kavua, Rabbi Yisai, is. It's not about a new guy sitting in your bench or sitting in your shtender saying, listen, guy, that's my makom kavua. You're abusing the concept of makom kavua if that's your approach to makom kavua. Makom kavua is a state of mind, is setting up the relationship that we have with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is how we respond to all the challenges and to tefillah that we have to daven for constantly, and how we react to it afterwards if it doesn't necessarily fall out and turn out the way we designed and we thought it would. Are we shoveling komo? Are we shoveling komo during the process? And are we omid, are we holich lemakom asher amad sham? Do we go back to that same spot even when things are not happening the way we thought it should? Whether it's a relationship with a girl, whether it's an interview, whether it's being laid off, losing a job, whether or not it's difficulties in the house. And we need always to know to daven and to continue davening and to be mamshich davening and to daven like Avraham Avinu said, to daven again and again for the same tefillos, for the same thing. For what the Ramban is saying is already included in the first tefillah. You're repeating yourself. You're wasting the Rabbeinu Shalom's time. No! We need to daven and be chozer and davening and daven in the same place and daven with the same attitude and daven with the same approach and keep that approach. Kimo shehoya lefnei atzara kach yiyeh la'achar atzara. B'mokom asher amadata before the tzara, you go to that same mokom after the tzara as well. The makom is a state of mind. The makom is what the Rashba is telling you, an approach without yeish, not giving up hope. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, don't think that I am now making a deal with you. If you do this in kind, then I will respond. No. I'm going back to this very same makom kavua. And I'm committed to you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and I know that you have a master plan and I trust in that plan. So I will return to that same makom tomorrow, later today, and the next day. And that's the parsha of Parsha Sedom. So no, the answer to the Mefarshim's question is that it wasn't a failed tefillah. It wasn't the source of tefillah really showing up as a failure. It actually is a parsha that develops for us what tefillah really means. Tefillah doesn't mean, oh, I need to get this. I need to have this response. I need to have HaKadosh Baruch Hu do X for me, so therefore I'm going to daven. If that is what tefillah is, that it's just like a slot machine, so then there's no room for a makom kavua. You go to an ATM, there's no difference if you go to an ATM in Teaneck, New Jersey, or you go to an ATM in Midtown, or you go to an ATM in Washington Heights. There's no difference. There's no makom when it comes to the ATM. That's not what tefillah is about. And that's what Avraham Avinu presents to us in the story of stone, in the story of the tefillos, and in his approach before, during, and after returning to that same makom. Makom is not about specifically only about a place, and it's not only about having a concentration, which it is true, but makom is about understanding the relationship between man and God and recognizing that just because the response is not the way you expected it to be, that there is a master plan. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu receives every tefillah that you submit and you give to Him. HaKadosh Baruch Hu listens to every tefillah, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu will use every tefillah. It might not be apparent to you. It might not be recognized to you, but Avraham Avinu knew those tefillahs were accepted. Those tefillahs will have a latent effect and will somehow bring a future. Just like Moshe Rabbeinu's tefillos in Va'aschanan, the 515 tefillos, were not rejected. And just because we're kind of like disappointed when Moshe Rabbeinu davened so many times and he doesn't get into Eretz Yisrael, but yet, Parshas Va'aschanan, the 515 tefillos, are the source for tefillah. are learning tefillah out. That's where the Chazal get the source for tefillahs. And yet, in our understanding, in our perspective, they weren't answered. In our perspective, in our understanding, Avraham Avinu wasn't answered, and it looks like a failed tefillah. And yet Chazal say, that's where I want to learn Makom Kavua from. That's a tefillah to mimic the halachos of Makom Kavua. Because that's what Makom Kavua is all about. That's what tefillah is all about. And that's what a relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu is all about. Chazanish said that you often find that people that are not necessarily Shomer Shabbos and are off the derech, suddenly, it's happening more and more in our generation, Baruch Hashem. The next generation, grandchildren, great-grandchildren, suddenly are inspired, suddenly change their path and go in a different direction. Chazanish was quoted to say that that's because of tefillah. It's true. The great-grandparents and the grandparents daven. And they might not necessarily have had the responses that they were expecting. Wherever they were, in the Holocaust, or in difficult challenges of life, but those tefillos were accepted, and they actually saved the mishpacha and continued the legacy of the mishpacha and are actually having an effect on dorei doros that are coming back to Yiddishkeit. And that's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu used those tefillos for. We don't know, and I don't know, and you don't know what the right plan is and what is going to happen. We cannot design that. But one thing we can do is we can daven, and we can continue davening, and we can return to that same place of davening and set up a psychological makom kavua. So Rabbeisai, let's continue our tefillos, let's repeat our tefillos, and let's return to those same makomos that we were in the Eis Tzara, in those times of difficulty. Even in the pleasant times, let's have that same state of mind, and let's be shav l'mkomo.